Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ms. Michi One-on-One, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you should know. This week, I am super excited because I got my family on here, y'all. I have Ms. Shanika Banks joining me and her business is Sage Ipsum. Shanika, hey, girl.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Girl, I'm good, and you are very, very welcome. I'm so happy to really highlight you this week because, girl, you got a heck of a story to tell.
Thank you. Thank you.
You definitely do. So for those that are just joining that don't know me, Shanika, she is the owner of Sage Ipsum, okay? You probably saw her on the Blueprint Live last week where she was talking about her business. So I'm going to have everything running at the bottom so that you all can go and follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and you need to shop the line, okay? So Shanika, before we go any further, tell them a little bit about your business.
So the name of my company is called Sage Ipsum. Sage is an acronym. It stands for Soothing, All Natural, Gentle Exfoliant. And Ipsum is Latin for love yourself. I struggle with my skin probably when I turn, I'm 31 now, and probably around the ages of 23 to like 28, I just had this period where my skin was doing its own thing. I was having breakouts uncontrollably. Prescribed did not work. Anything prescribed did not work. Over the counter did not work. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go back to my roots. I'm going to research, find some all natural things that work for different skin issues. And I started mixing in the kitchen. Well, actually in my bathroom.
Okay. Mix it up.
And we're here. We're here. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that you shared with me, on the show when we were talking about it before that, you had created these products and you saw that it was working for you. But one of the questions that I wanted to ask you that night that I didn't get a chance to was, when was it like that defining moment where you was like, you know what, I'm about to turn this into a business?
So back in December, I was home because of school and work. I worked for school, so we were home. Okay. And being home, you know, you're stuck in the house, you can't do anything, you already organized, you already, you know, threw away things. And I just started asking, like, what is my purpose? Why am I here? I woke up the next morning and I heard skincare line. And I was like, wait, what? I can't know. So I proceeded to the bathroom and I started my morning routine. And everything that I touched, I had already made.
Right.
My own makeup wipes for at least 3 years now. My own my face mask. I've been making it for years. So when I started my routine and I began using my products, now I didn't have my own bottle. I was using recycled bottles, you know, where I had bought a skincare product and I used it all. And then I began mixing my own concoctions in it. And I said, you know what? I think I can do this. I'm going to start a skincare line. And it went from there. And we are booming. We are booming.
I'm so happy to hear that. You know, I mean, because it's like usually like when you start, sometimes it's kind of like that buildup. It's a little bit slower, you know, and, it's kind of hard to really like get your footing, you know, but it's like you started and you've already been taken off. Like I saw you had sold out already. I'm like, come through, sister.
So 2 weeks prior to the official launch date, one of my customers, she posted a testimonial on Facebook and she put the fuel on the fire. When she told her story and what she had been using, I reached out to her when I knew I was going to launch the business, and she had been using my products for about 2 months and she saw tremendous results. So she shared her results on Facebook and tagged me, and then people started me. I didn't even have a Facebook page for the company yet because everything was still in the works. So one customer, she put the fuel
changed
on fire. I literally sold out 2 weeks prior to the launch date because of it. And I've been working. We've been working. Yes.
Girl, look, it's just like, I see you. And, you know, the thing about it is that it's, you know, when we connect with other people, you know, or we have them utilizing our products, your people will sell the product sometimes better than you. You just like, okay, wait a minute. You know, what's going on with that?
Exactly.
But having started your business, you know, not too long ago, and of course we're in the middle of a pandemic, how did you kind of keep your motivation as far as to keep going and to really push with it? Because, you know, right now can be a little bit of a difficult time for small businesses.
I agree. I think one of the things that motivated me was my why. You know, I turned it into a business because there's so many emotional, psychological effects of having, you know, unhealthy skin.
That's right.
You question who you are, your self-esteem drops, your confidence level, all of that plays a big part. And I feel like I'm at a place where I've graduated from that. You know, I went through that period of looking in the mirror and not liking who I saw. But I found something that worked for me and helped to improve my skin. And I feel like it's time for me to reach out and help others. So I think that me relating to my product has helped me tremendously. My story, my why has helped. And the thing that has helped me is my support system. You know, when I presented this to my friends, they were like, okay, my mom, okay, my husband, on board. Even with, we have 14 products. They could have told me, you know, Shanika, that's too much. Let's do.
But you can only do five.
But we got products and merchandise. And when I brought it to them, they was like, okay, let's do it.
That's right.
The support, like, they're pushing me. I took off, but they're rooting for me. They're pushing me. You know, they're investing in me. And without that, I don't think I would have kept going so hard that I'm going.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the times when people look at entrepreneurs, Shanika, they see the, you know, kind of like the brighter spots of entrepreneurship and going on that journey. Can you share, since you started, maybe any challenges that you've run into along the way? Because I think that it doesn't really get talked about enough.
I think that, you know, you never want to tell too much.
Right.
So what I did, nobody knew what I was doing except for, you know, my circle, my team. Okay. Nobody else knew. And I told them because I trusted that they would support me.
That's right.
When I came out and I made an official announcement,
people
were doubting. You know, they were saying, well, it's the pandemic. You're going to start a business during a pandemic.
No.
You know, somebody reach out to me and say, you know, make sure that you're not putting out more than what you're getting. So you're going to have people who try to talk you out of doing your dream and your vision for your business, but you got to know who you are. You got to know why you're doing it, and you got to be confident in that. You can't, you got to turn deaf ears. You can't listen to the negative things that people are going to try to convince you into doing. So that would be something that I suggest. And it really wasn't a challenge because by the time you're trying to convince me not to do it,
basically, it's done already.
We in labor. You get what I'm saying? We in labor. Now, I will say that as far as, you know, applying for your LLC or if you decide to do any type of sole proprietorship or something like that, you want to make sure you do your research. I decided to go the LLC route after consulting with other business owners and doing my own research. So make sure you know which part you want to apply for, which license you want to apply for. Check your state, whatever their process is. I actually filed all of my paperwork through, I think it's called File Inc. or Inc. File.
I haven't heard of them.
They did everything for me. And I just gave them the very basic information. I paid them. They sent me all my documents, my EIN number, all of that. They did all of that for me. So that relieved a lot of stress because I'm not a numbers person. So I needed somebody who specialized in, okay, I want to become an LLC and I need an EIN number. Can you do that? I paid to do it and it was worth it. I think it was like $200 or $300, but it was worth it. It was an investment. And like that part was behind me.
See, I needed that girl because I did it all on my own. I was like,
oh God, no.
You know, and you know,
I'm not good at stuff like that.
you know, I love the fact that you have your team and that they were really, you know, behind you, you know, 100%. So I really want to speak to it because we have some entrepreneurs that's like, I want to do everything myself. And then we also have those that feel like, okay, you know, they're like, I need my team, you know. So I know that they've been very instrumental, but like, how important was it for you to build that solid team around your business?
I put in mine planning the rolling out of the business the same way I did my wedding. One of the best advice I got about planning my wedding was from one of my best friends. And she told me, she said, my nickname is Stuffy. She said, Stuffy, you can't do it by yourself.
That's right.
You can't. So I used that same concept when I went into my business. That's right. Made sure that I had my ideas together and everything before I went to my friends and say, hey, this is what I want to do. When they asked me how, what, when, where, I already knew the answer to it. And they've given me feedback. You know, most of what I do runs by them before it goes out publicly. Friends did my website for me.
Yeah. First off, I want to get some friends like yours. Okay.
You can't borrow these. I can rent them. We'll rent them out to you.
But I'm trying to find something for my own. I don't want to take yours. I need to find something like that because, you know, the funny thing about it is you shared how when you first started, how they were so encouraging. When I first stepped into media, I had crossed over from doing event planning and media kind of like fell in my lap. And they were just like, you're going to do a show. Like it was very doubtful. Like now they want to support, but you know, I'm just like,
look at now, I'm featured. I got sponsors now. Here you come now.
I'm just like, you know, y'all wasn't with me in the mud. So, I mean, you know, shout out to your team, you know, and then also like even, you know, your husband, like having a supportive spouse while you're in business, it's important because it's a lot of days. It's like, we're shuffling a lot. You know, and
no time for, like, baby, I love you, but I need to make these products. I got to mail out these orders.
That's
so
right.
One thing I had to do is I had to readjust and I have a schedule because I do have a job. So
okay.
I have a daily schedule because I got to go to the 7 to 4. I get up, I meditate. That's you right. know, I get breakfast and lunch together. I know I got to be to work by 7:30.
And sister be cooking, y'all. She be cooking her butt off.
I ain't cooked in a minute, though, because I've been so busy. But you know, I try to get to my salary job in a decent time.
Right.
I stay there till, you know, 4 o'clock. Then from 4 to 6, I need to run errands, go check on my mama, whatever, whatever. Right. I need to work out for an hour. I need to put dinner in, husband in.
That's right.
On Sage Ipsum, like I'll literally start working on Sage Ipsum after I work out and stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning, go to sleep from 3 to 6, and I'm back at it. Like that's my routine now.
And I was going to ask you, how do you balance it all? Because you've got a lot on your plate, girl.
Yeah, I'm ready to leave the job. I can tell you that. I feel like I'm wasting my time. That's 7.5 hours I could be putting into Sage Ipsum.
That's right. That's right. And it's going to happen. You're going to be out of there in no time.
I believe it. I receive it.
So look, say if I was an aspiring entrepreneur, okay? And I'm just like, Shanika, you know, I really, really want to start this business. You know, it's been sitting on my heart for a long time. What would you tell me?
I would tell you, get a notebook, something, write it down. What you see, what you envision, put it on paper. And I tell you, not even just a business, but anything that you desire, take it from your heart and your mind and put it on paper. Why? Because you're putting it into the atmosphere. You are writing the vision. You are setting intentions on what you hope to achieve. So write it down, put it out there. Start thinking on it, planning on it, because it's one thing to say it from your mouth, but it's another thing when you can come to somebody and you can show them a notebook or a business plan and say, hey, this is going to be the name. I want to make $300 a day. You know, I need a website, this, this, and this. Write it down. Make it plain. Get all that stuff down. Whatever you need, make you a checklist on what you want to do.
Absolutely. I think that's great advice. You know what? It's so funny. when I made my transition over into media, I remember sitting down with my business coach at that time, but we were out to dinner. We weren't even supposed to be talking about business. And I wrote down on a napkin. It's a funny thing. I wrote down on a napkin because I didn't have my materials at that time of how I needed to switch. So what I needed to get rid of, what I needed to do to transition into that. And I still have that napkin. Wow. I still got it. And everything that I put on there, as small as it was, I ended up duplicating it into my notebook, but I have it on the back part because it just always serves as a reminder of this is where you started and this is where you're going, you know?
It's such a powerful manifestation tool.
That's right.
I have the same similar thing. I was at a revival one year and the pastor said, tomorrow night, I want you to go home. I want you to write down what you want, your spouse to look like, what kind of house you want to live in, your career, health, finances, all of that. And this was like 2011.
Yeah.
I wrote down everything, even my husband, the vehicles, my education, my, you know, relationships with my family and friends.
Yeah.
And if I kid you not, almost 55% of that stuff I wrote on that piece of notebook paper is I'm living in it right now.
Girl. And that's just like, you know what? For me, so okay, Shanika is my sister for real, y'all. Like she really is, and it's just like to see it. You know, I don't get to see you all the time. You know, we have social media, we have those things that kind of keep us together. But it's been amazing to just watch your journey and to know that it was like you manifested that. You manifested it. And you did.
So my first customer, I reached out to her because she's really good with acronyms. Okay. She has a nonprofit. It's called FOFTI. From our family to yours. She has a young marriages group. She calls it GEMS, but it's called Growing Young Marriages. So she's very good with acronyms. Yes. And when I came up with my acronym, I was like, I want to run it by Shug because she's really good with acronyms. And she was like, Stuffy, what you doing? And I told her,
mind your business.
No, but look though, me and my mama just had the conversation. I was like, Ma, I need to get my product in other people's hands so that they can start using it and I can have another testimonial. And my mama was like, well, ask this person, ask that person. I said, Ma, how do you walk up to somebody and say, you look like you have bad skin. Would you like to try some of my products? So I called her and
we made it sound very nice though. I will say that.
So I called her. We started talking about the acronym, which led into me putting products in her hand. Yeah. When I put my products in her hand, it was the travel size kit that you get from Walmart.
Okay.
And I put her products in each bottle and I took a sticky note and I wrote down what it was and the directions on the sticky note.
Yes. Yes.
Now I got bottles with labels. Okay.
I see it.
You know what I'm saying?
You did that. Look, so y'all, my products is coming real soon. Y'all gonna be getting a review from me because I'm like, look, I'm ready. People, you know, I wear makeup and stuff too, but it's like my skin, like right now I'm a little natural. I just got a little lip on. But you know, when you struggle with your skin, like I really was able to identify when you just like it can kind of change your whole thing. I'm like, I look like I got a sausage pizza under here.
I'm telling you, it changes. And, you know, like I said the other night, people see your face first.
That's right. Y'all keep looking busy. Y'all better get in tune, period. People get y'all orders right now.
First, before they see anything else about you, right?
That's right.
So people are quick to say, oh, what's going on with your face? First of all, you don't know how many tears I cried before I got here, so I'm going to need you to hush. You get what I'm saying? And I tell this to anybody. If you have a friend, a family member, coworker, somebody you don't even know, they don't need you to address the fact that something's on their face. Trust me. They already know. They saw it this morning when they washed their face and brushed their teeth. You get what I'm saying? So that's something that you can keep to yourself because the emotional struggle, I'm telling you, when I look back at my pictures, I wonder, like, how can my husband even want to be with me? Those are thoughts. Those are real thoughts that I've experienced.
Yeah. And
so ugly and terrible. I'm talking about red sores. And I'm like, you know, he wanted to marry me, you know.
And the crazy part about it is, like, when I met you, I was just like, she is just so beautiful. Like, you are so beautiful to me. Like, I mean, you always been, but her hair be on fleek. She's always on fleek. Like, that was, you know, but you never know what someone is dealing with or what, you know, the feelings that they're walking around with. So when you told me that on Thursday, Shanika, I legit had no idea that you ever had those struggles.
A lot of people say that, but, you know, my team, they know. There were days where I don't care if I was going to the grocery store to get grocery, I had to have a full face of makeup on. And yeah. I used to have to have the red skin corrector, you know, that helps with the dark spots, the concealer, yeah. You know, the foundation, the setting powder. I used to have to do all of that, like a 40-50 minute regimen to put makeup on. Now, yeah. All I need is my concealer stick and my Blessed Beauty Mist. And I'm out the door. And I'm going to put some brows. Now, I love my brows. I got to put my brows on.
You know, we always got to have a brow now from time to time. You know, Shanika, where do you see Sage Ipsum in the next 5 to 10 years? You know, I like to think long term.
Girl, listen. I see Sage Ipsum in Sephora. I see Sage Ipsum in California. I see Sage Ipsum stores. Like, I'm ready to send my friends. Okay, you're the manager of the store in Atlanta. I need you to be the manager of the store in Charlotte. I need you to be in the store. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see stores. I see me on Amazon. I see me in Walmart. Like, I see me changing the game, and because I know it works. One thing that I didn't know, and this might be something for new entrepreneurs to be aware of as well. Mm-hmm. When you have your idea of your business, there may be other people in other parts of the country or the world that are doing what you're doing. Like when I started, I didn't know that so many people were already making their products, you know, but I do believe that I'm assigned to a piece of territory. Right now, I'm serving primarily Southeastern United States. I'm running up and down all the way to all the way down to Florida, Georgia, and the first ones in Chicago. I'm in Michigan. So I feel like even though you have an idea and you have something that you want to do, don't be discouraged because there's another skincare line. There's somebody else selling shea butter body cream.
Yeah.
If you go to the wine section of the grocery store, any section of the grocery store,
Come on, bread section, girl. You can go in there.
Talk about bread. You got Merita. You got Nature Oaks. You got Wonder Bread. You got all these different kind of breads. There can be other people doing what you're doing, but go for what you know. You go for your vision.
That's right.
You're going to reap from that. You know what I mean? The bubble gums out here. Come on now.
Okay. Think about how many different types of water it is. This is water that we're talking about. So, I think that's real solid. And the thing about it is, Shanika, I mean, you know, and I told you on Thursday with your products, you are already coming out and you are way ahead of the game, you know, for being such a new business, because your branding is on point. Everything about your brand is on point. And I know that there's going to be so much success that you haven't even tapped into yet, but it's coming your way. It's coming your way. Absolutely.
That's what? Everybody that's here, while I'm little old Sage Ipsum, when I go to a new level, you go to a new level. You get what I'm saying? I already told my best friends, I was like, I can't wait to call y'all and be like, would you be interested in accepting a financial advisor position, $50,000 a year with benefits? Yes. You get what I'm saying?
Let me know if you got an ad spot open, because, you know, you let me know if you need some advertising.
Okay. Demetria, I need some promos. We would like to contract with a weekly basis. Would $1,000 be okay? Or
that's great, sis. Whatever you need. I'm running your commercials on everything. It doesn't matter. You know, it's amazing.
You know what else is very unique about my team? So I have three best friends.
Okay.
I have my mama and my husband. When I say team, that's who I'm referring to. Mm-hmm. And I always want to make that known because I got to give credit where credit is due. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
Now, my husband is the bank. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I need, I put in a order request and I can get it. You know, my mama, like, you know, my right arm, you know, I had to run everything by her. My mom picks out all my outfits when I did my photo shoot. She dresses. Yes.
Come through mama is the consultant. Come through my
mom is the consultant, right? So then I got Brittany. Brittany is a teacher. So Brittany is the reading the words and making sure I got the commas and all of that stuff,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Rhonda, I call her like my creative designer because you know, she does good with like vision, like what you see. Or if I do a video or a reel, she'd be like, oh, you need to add that to your story highlight on Instagram. Yes. Then you got Whitney. Whitney is my financial advisor. I'd be like, Whitney, I'm trying to make $2,000 at this event. What I need, how much, all that. Okay.
Absolutely.
You need 15 kids. You get what I'm saying? Like my team has different talents. Like everything I need.
They got you. It's a blessing that, oh my gosh, girl, that's just, it makes me feel so good to know that you have that around you because, you know, I featured close to, you are my 30th guest that I've had. So this is super special on this
platform. Is my number.
Yes, you are my 30th guest, but everyone that I've had on there, you know, when we kind of talk about that support, you would be surprised that I would say at least more than 60% of them, Shanika, they had nobody to help them in the beginning. They had no support. They had nobody that even believed that they were capable of doing what it was that they wanted to do. So to be able to come into it, like I said, you are ahead of the game, sis, and you're going to win because of it. Because it's like you got the determination to win and you have the proper people around you to help you get to that place. You know, it's,
you know that's what? And you know what's crazy? The people who don't have the support,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, even for me now, I have a good team,
right.
But these aren't family. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These aren't aunts and uncles. I mean, let's be real. People don't want to see you doing better than them. They say they want the best for you, but people really want to keep a thumb on you so that you can't go to a higher level. So to those people who don't have support, pray for it. The right people will cross your path. My friends are not related to me. Well, Rhonda's my first cousin, but my friends, we're not blood related. We met, you know, we connected and we got together. So even you, like, I knew what you did, but it didn't dawn on me till I reached out to you. I was like, oh, my sister has got a media company.
Sis, as soon as you dropped it, I was like this. I'm gonna just follow her inbox. I think I can't remember who reached out to who first. I think you did reach out to me, but I'm like, when you coming on the show?
Right.
When are we gonna promote? Because this is what I do. Like I built my media company to be able to. I recognize I get my blessings and I expand by shining the light on others. Once I recognized, you know, it's like your why, like you were talking about. Once I realized that, I was just like this. And it wasn't no way you, my whole family, it wasn't no way you were going to come out with something that we wasn't going to link at a certain point. You know, I'm like, it wasn't right.
That's what you're supposed to do. But when you don't have that support, you don't feel like you can do anything.
Yeah.
But for those people, you got to think about it. What are some of your accomplishments in life, number one?
Mm-hmm.
And who supported you then?
Hmm.
What have you already accomplished now? And who supported you to obtain that accomplishment?
Absolutely.
So you can't set expectations on people when they weren't there, when you accomplished other things, whether you got a car, an apartment, whether you got a job, no matter how big or small the accomplishment may have been, who was there for you when you done that?
That's
who you should expect to be there for you now.
Yeah.
So I feel like we mess up when we expect people to do something that really they're not built to do.
Exactly. You know, the first thing that my business coach told me, he was just like this. He said, nobody is obligated to do anything for you. He said, you got to do this for you. You know, and I wasn't really struggling with it. I was just letting them know. I'm like, look, I need to expand outside of the Chicagoland area because it's over. saturated at times, and I'm not growing. Girl, when I had that conversation with him afterwards, it took off because he helped to kind of put me in a different space of now it's time to reach higher. And you are doing that. Like, girl, look, Sage Ipsum, welcome to the Chicagoland area. Period.
Hi, Chicago. Shy
Town. yes. But look, before I let you get out of here, let them know how they can follow you, shop, support. Like, I got it down here for the people that like to read, but
yeah. So you can shop online at sageipsum.com, S-A-G-E-I-P-S-U-M, yes. Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Sage Ipsum. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. No, thank you. I appreciate you for being my special guest this week, and much continued success for you and Sage Ipsum, and shout out to your team, the family. Okay. it's been a pleasure to have you on, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Y'all know me, Ms. Michi. You can follow me on all platforms at MZ, M-E-T-C-H-I, and be sure that you're following the Blueprint Media Company on all platforms too. And if you or anyone you know would like to be a guest, visit the bpmediaco.com. It's been real, and I'll see you all next time.